Hey everybody, welcome to Rob Evans 365. It's day number 2069 in the mobile studio again. And if you listened to me yesterday, I was on my way to the shopping centre. Now I'm on my way back from the shopping centre. What I find really interesting is I went and did the things that I needed to do. I don't come to these shopping centres often. But what I do like is being able to get away from my normal environment for a piece or pieces of work where I need to be really focused and I just get in the zone and get it done. Sometimes that's going to the library. This shopping center, look, I think it's 17 minutes drive from my house to here. I need to come here today to get something for my studio. And I'm excited about installing it when I go home. And I thought, do you know what? I don't go out very often. I don't take myself out very often. And I thought, do you know what? I'm going to find a place to sit, like a cafe, somewhere like that, and get something to eat. So I went to GYG. It's reasonably healthy and everything. So I grabbed that. And I sat down with my iPad and I got stuck into work for, about 45 minutes or so. And I got a heap of things done, all my marketing done for tomorrow. Well, most of it actually, then the internet started to... The Wi-Fi in these shopping centers is not awesome. And your phone, so I was hotspotting, was not working awesomely there towards the end. But I got a whole bunch of work done. And it's funny because where I was sitting...
Oh, pardon me.
It wasn't quiet at all. In fact, it was quite loud. But I was able to just zone out because I'm focused on exactly what it is that I was doing. It was really interesting. It was fairly open where I was sitting and just observing what goes on around you and how people interact and that kind of stuff. And I could tell, it's the... today is... Easter Tuesday, which I believe is a public holiday in some states. It's not here. It used to be a banking holiday and stuff. I don't know what it still is, but anyway, there are obviously people that have taken some extra time off, taking the kids out, taking the kids to the movies or for lunch, whatever. And there was this younger dad. He was sitting down with these two young kids that were, I'm going to say 8 and 10 maybe, something like that, a girl and a boy. And I was sitting kind of just up from me. And you could tell that the kids wanted engagement from the dad. And they were there for, say, 15 minutes. And he really didn't interact with them at all. He was just looking at his phone. He said, oh, it's for work. It's for work. I just got to do this for work. And so he would do it. And then he put the phone down. And, maybe... say something to the kids and then pick the phone up and go, say, oh, it's just for work. I just got to do this for work and then we will, do whatever. And I thought, I was watching him and I was watching the kids and the body language of the kids kind of just standing there right next to him, looking at him, and he's completely ignoring them. And I'm like, they want engagement. And then bizarrely, the kids went off to like time zone by themselves. I thought they were probably too young to do that because it was a little bit away. And then he went in the opposite direction. Like, what? What's going on there? So, anyway, I then stayed there for another, 20 or 30 minutes anyway, and I thought, am I going to have to intervene here? Are the kids going to come back and, look like they're looking for their dad and they can't find him and I'm going to have to then... intervene and say, do you know where your dad is or whatever? But anyway, that didn't happen. So maybe they had a secret plan in place. It's just interesting watching them. And then, of course, whenever I see young kids like that, I think back to my own girls and the situation that I was in with my kids. And obviously Liv not being here now and thinking about, could you just engage with your kids? Because life is precious and you just don't know what can happen. And so you've got to make sure that you're present for your loved ones because you just never know what's going to happen. So I remind you all of that as well. Like, don't take things for granted. Don't ignore the kids, because they're like sponges and they need your guidance and your development, and they want it. And so you've got to give it to them, even if you don't want to, even if it means doing things you don't want to do. I mean, the number of, I hate craft stuff. Like, I really hate it. I'm not good at it. It doesn't excite me. I think, what's the point in this? But my kids used to love it. So I used to sit there and do stuff with them and all that. I didn't like doing it, but I tried to find a way to just focus on connecting with the kids. Yeah, I'm doing things I don't want to do, but hey, I'm sure there are things that they don't like that they do with me. If I have to go to the supermarket and say, hey kids, you got to come with me because you're too young to stay at home, so you've got to come with me. We don't want to come. We'll have fun on the way. The number of times that, I'll never forget the time I wanted to take them to IKEA because we were looking for something. I can't remember exactly what, a bookshelf, something. And they didn't want to come. And I said, you just never know what can happen. I said, it can be really exciting there. I said, look, they have $1 hot dogs. I don't want a hot dogs. Will I have like $1 or 20 cent or something, 50 cent, like ice cream cones? And I like the idea of that. So we went and they had the best time. And then I said, so how was that? And they said, yeah, that was really good fun. And I said, do you remember what you said beforehand? I didn't want to rub their nose, you know. And they said, yeah. And I said, well, see, this is why you just never know. If you're just open to new possibilities and doing things maybe when you don't want to, you just never know. It may turn into this amazing, incredible experience for you. So just keep that in mind. So anyway, I just think it's really important. I mean, so many people putting the kids in front of devices. Like, there was these two young girls that, I'm going to say that they were maybe 16, 17, 18, maybe. It could have even been a little bit older than that. They were out, obviously, having some time together. And they sat next to me. And it was really quiet with them. I'm like, oh, you know, what are they doing? And I glanced over and they're watching, I don't know, something on Netflix or something on their phone. They've got the phone propped up and they're watching it, eating
lunch. Okay. Oh, okay.
Really? You can do that anyway. Why wouldn't you just enjoy each other's company? So I do think we are living in a world where we do become more associated with our devices, and you know, build a stronger bond with our devices than we do with the people in our life, and that's a huge red flag. You've got to be really, really careful and mindful of that, because you can get a new device, you can't get a new family. And some might argue, yes, you can. Well, you know what I'm talking about, though. So, yeah, it's precious. Time is precious. The relationships we have are precious. And look, if you invest that time into those relationships, man, the difference that it will make to your life, I can't even find the words for it, but the impact that it will have will just completely blow your mind. And level of happiness and success and stuff. I mean, if I think about my own life, I mean, I obviously made life choices in my life to be single, and that brings with it a tremendous amount of opportunities that many of my friends and client couples are envious of, because I do get freedoms to do certain things that others don't. Now, I am also working harder than most in business and, you know, wherever I go. Like, if you think about where I just was, most people aren't pulling out their iPad at work, at a cafe and doing work and focusing on their work. they're focusing on something else that's to do with relaxation and stuff. I really struggle with that. That's why I do what I do, and I really enjoy it. And to me, that's like, wow, that's a really great lunch. You know, that was a great working lunch for me. I got a whole bunch of things done there. That felt really, really good. But of course, I can cuddle my phone at night. But that's as far as it can go, right? So I do not have that human connection, or that intimacy, if you like, with another human being. And so that, you know, that can leave a gap. I mean, I'm okay with it. Obviously, otherwise I would make different choices. But, I don't have that type of human connection. Maybe one day. Don't know. But, yeah, I guess that's the multifaceted way of the my lifestyle. And, I don't get to have those conversations, apart from with you right now, about what's going on for me and sharing those burdens and stuff. I mean, I guess there's so much stuff in my head about my daughter, for instance, that I don't tell anyone about, because it's super personal, and what that means to me. And you think, well, you should go see a counsellor, you should do this or whatever. Look, I'm in a good place with it, and what I do actually do is I do get it out of my head, and I get it out of my head by I record. You know, I'll just record something here, just for me. Not play it for anyone else. It's just for me. And if I want to play it back at some point, I will. Otherwise, it'll just sit there. I had a listen, not all of it, to parts of it. Oh, it might have been over the Christmas break, to my very first podcast of Rob Evans 365. And it's interesting because I thought, man, my voice sounds really different. It was almost like I was like going through puberty. I was like, my voice seemed to be up here, and it was a little bit higher pitch than it is now. And I thought, wow, that's interesting. Did I used to sound like that? And I'm like, that doesn't even sound like me. And yet it was. I don't normally re-listen to my podcast. I hit record, I hit stop, and I post them. That's it. So things like that, for me, it's just like, okay, let's just get it out of your head. Just talk as if you were talking to a counsellor or whatever. And you say, well, you don't get solutions and stuff. Well, a lot of the time for me, it's just getting it out. And that's what it's like for other people too. It's like they just want someone to talk to. Just someone to, you know, get it out. And often that is like 95% of the work. It's just get it out of your head. Just release it and you'll be okay. And you don't actually need anyone to say, all right, now you've got all those issues, here's a strategy for that. That's sometime, but that's maybe only 5% of the case. It's really just extracting what's in your head, because it ferments away and percolates in a way that often doesn't feel great. So that's why we've got to get it out. And that's how I do it. And I'm sure there are other approaches, and many people would be critical of the way I do it. But hey, I know what I'm doing. So on that note, you take care of yourself and those around you, and make it your quest today to be completely present with those who are important in your life. And it extends beyond your children and your partner. It means at your workplace as well, in meetings. Like, be present, listen, focus, and you'll get better relationships. You will strengthen them, and you'll get better outcomes. And that's what we want. just be present. Be present for your partner. Put away your phone. Turn it off. Get it out of the room. Something. It's like I have a rule with eating, or with the exception of today when I'm obviously there by myself and doing work. But if I'm, say, at a restaurant or at home or whatever, no phones on the table, right? You don't need your phone at the dinner table. You want to take a picture of your food? No one cares about what you're eating. They really don't care. So put it away and just connect. Focus on enjoying your food and connecting. Connect, connect, connect. All right, that's my thought for the day. See you tomorrow.